Autumn weather will likely make itself known across the Midwest this week as we deal with some cool weather across a big part of the region. Frost and freezes will likely occur across a part of the northwestern corn and soybean production region overnight tonight, with low temperatures in the upper 20s and 30s expected in the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and a portion of Iowa. The temperature extremes may get down into the middle 20s in a few locations in the colder areas of Minnesota and Wisconsin, but we will certainly not see mid-20s as a rule overnight tonight. The cold will likely do a little bit of damage to some of the immature soybeans across the region. We do not expect that to be permanent in the sense of hurting the production numbers, but it could injure the crop enough that some quality decline may occur in both the oil and meal, and we'll continue to watch the region rather closely. One of the things that's a little different about today's forecast versus that of Friday is that there is now a second round of cold air being suggested by the latest computer forecast model runs for the end of this week and the coming weekend. If the forecast occurs as suggested, there would likely be another risk of frost and perhaps a few freezes occurring in the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. Now, I think this is a little overdone. It would be extremely unusual to have freezes occurring so early in the season in areas as far south as suggested in some of the model data today. But I think what makes sense today is that we would see a chance for some frost to occur in portions of Missouri and southern Iowa, as well as central Illinois, maybe parts of Indiana, as we get into the end of the weekend, if this high-pressure system develops as being advertised. Most likely we'll see some moderation in the cold air mass, and I think we'll probably end up seeing a less threat to the eastern parts of the Midwest. Well, the forecast precipitation for the region is not all that impressive outside of today and early tomorrow. There will be considerable rain and some thunderstorm activity occurring from the U.S. Delta and portions of the southeastern states through the eastern Midwest. Some of the rainfall will be locally heavy, but mostly in the Tennessee River Basin, parts of the northern Delta, and in areas at northeast there into portions of Kentucky. Most likely the rain totals that are over 1 inch will stay on the south side of the Ohio River, and areas to the north will likely see only light amounts, running a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch. There will be a few exceptions, however. The cold air is going to be responsible for this precipitation event, and as the cold air overspreads the Midwest, we'll see the precipitation diminish, and dry air will take over. The only precipitation that's likely during the rest of this week will likely occur in the Great Lakes region, as two or three additional reinforcing shots of cool air come into the region around an upper-level low-pressure system that will be centered in Ontario and portions of northern Michigan. That upper-level low will see to it that showers occur from Manitoba into parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan periodically as we finish out this week. And that is also the upper-level system that will try to bring that final round of cold pushing into the Midwest as we get into the weekend coming up. In hard red winter wheat country, there's a great deal of concern about the lack of moisture in portions of the region. Last week's precipitation was welcome, but not enough to soak the region outside of a few counties. This week's weather will be dry and turning warmer again, with highs in the 80s later this week, even some extremes over 90 once again. That kind of warmth, with the lack of precipitation, will firm the region up again, and concern about future crop establishment will rise as well. Portions of Montana and South Dakota are also extremely dry, along with portions of the Canadian prairies, all of which produce some winter wheat. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.